Rumpus time is over. Rumpus
new
time
sheriff
is
now.
Over. Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to what I can only assume is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that is Luke. As far as you know, we are live, hanging out here. I'm in the Waukesha Studios. I don't know about you. You're in the Madison Studios and the Solidarity Realty Studios as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're streaming live at Devil Radio app. You can check that out anytime. You got to enable it. You're going to go and check out the WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM The Shaw. You're going to check out 1580 WTTN as well as 92.7 FM.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. And it is time for something completely different, because I love that little aspect of our opener.
Yes.
Because there, I believe, are few radio programs that are completely different from Tom Hartman than us.
Yes, that's true.
We like to bring some information
but somehow we have to transition between Tom Hartman, which has a lot of intellectual, you know, very cerebral type of stuff, and the Devil's Advocates,
yeah,
which are very, they have a lot of intestinal fortitude, a lot of gut, a lot of pelvic reaction, more than a cranial reaction. So I think we bridge it really nicely.
We are a nice tangent between the two.
Yes, that's
yes,
the idea.
Completely different, but a nice tangent between the two. Mm-hmm. And so, folks, if you're listening to this fine show and you'd like to join us, give us a call, 844-967-2789. I kind of want to go down a side tangent real quick, Brian, because the headline update just caught me.
Oh, we got another headline update?
Well, we got a headline update because what I heard from our news play out at the top of the hour with baseball being canceled.
Yeah. That makes me sad.
Can we take a moment of silence for the fact that we're not going to get opening day at the end of this month? I don't know when your team's opening day was scheduled to be, but
you lose the first two series of the season. Here's a couple things going on here. So far, one, if the owners figure out and then cave now, they're basically trying to shorten the season and extend the playoffs as well. Players want more games, so they get paid more because it's game checks.
Mm-hmm.
Players want more money because, I don't know if you know this, I don't know if you're aware, owning a baseball team is a very profitable business, apparently.
Owning any major league sports team, I believe, is pretty profitable.
From what I understand, it's very profitable.
Yes.
So even the crappiest franchise, if you're going to go to the worst franchise around, their owners aren't going to sell.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are still a billion-dollar franchise, I believe.
Yes, and they just got more valuable just now, just in the last couple seconds of us talking.
Yep.
So let's break this down. Is basically there's a larger pie now, especially with betting revenues coming in.
Mm-hmm. Sports books
basically being. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but if you've been listening to your favorite sports shows. They all talk about the odds and betting, mm-hmm. and what prop bets are available, and they're all sponsored by one form of online betting or another.
Right, and you're a big fan of prop bets, like we did earlier this week with speculation of what was going to be in the Gableman report. So,
I mean, gambling, like any vice, will lead you down a path of if you get obsessed about it. But just like any other vice, if you do too much, it's probably going to be wrong unless it's marijuana. Anyway, point being. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the marijuana. sorry, I had to do that. It's one of those things. Major League Baseball, it's about having it. They're going to have a lot bigger pie, and the players just want a bigger piece of their pie.
Right, they want a proportional
piece. You can't have
piece.
The game without the players, but we also understand you can't have, the game without the stadiums and the owners, although I'm pretty sure if somebody else started a different league, Those owners would not have anywhere to play. Like, I'm pretty sure those players would move over. And no matter what it is, it's the owners that are locking out the players.
Mm-hmm.
Just labor, so we're clear.
It's a labor dispute, and that is the reason it comes down to the ownership and management not wanting to be able to share the larger share of the revenue, because it's proportional, but it would be larger because more money is being made. And that is why we're not getting opening day on March 31st here for the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin, but teams around the league. So hopefully, at worst, we're only going to miss these first couple series, like you said, of the season. But it's a little disheartening.
Maybe they'll make it up with a bunch of doubleheaders mid-season. Who knows?
But nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants a bunch of seven-inning games of baseball, because that's just not as fun, and that's got to be exhausting for the players. But I digress, because, you know, I wanted to share that update. It is some breaking news that occurred this week here with the baseball and labor negotiations therein. But we've got some more breaking news, Brian.
Yeah, updates. So let's talk about updates. We had Mr. Gableman yesterday blustering and bringing his own lectern like a tool would do.
Just showing that he's the circus ring leader.
Yeah.
That is what it came down to.
And John Wayne Gacy, Michael Gableman, there's some breaking news as far as, you know, that case goes.
Well, it's a day that ends in Y, so apparently somebody in Wisconsin's got to have some news about the Gableman case. And mm-hmm. so we do have some breaking updates, but this isn't actually in regards from Gableman's probe. It is from a Dane County Circuit Court judge announcing an American Oversight, the government watchdog organization that has been suing the special counsel's office, special counsel Michael Gableman's office, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, and the Wisconsin legislature as a whole for concealing documents relating to this review. And so, breaking this afternoon, just within the last hour, Brian, a Wisconsin judge has ruled that the Office of Special Counsel, Speaker Robin Voss, and the Wisconsin Assembly's, quote, denials, delays, and refusals violate the letter and the spirit of Wisconsin's public records law.
Great job.
End quote. In our case for records related to the election review. So, a Dane County court judge has ruled in favor of American Oversight. We're going to be diving into this story as well as a number of other Wisconsin headlines. And we're also going to be joined by a friend.
I mean, if we're lucky, we'll be diving into headlights, if you know what I'm saying. But the point is,
we will also be joined by a friend and a fellow host here on this great network of stations. We got Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct joining us coming up next segment, giving us a little update about what's going on in Ukraine, and maybe we'll get his reactions from last night's State of the Union address, Brian, because we're going to be diving into that as well, and we want to hear your reactions from the State of the Union. We got President Joe Biden here in Wisconsin today.
Can you feel the presence?
Well, he's a little far away. He's pretty far up north. He's all the way up in Superior, Wisconsin. So,
no, like when Trump was here, there was always like a darkness, but like the lack of anything is nice.
See, I never got a sense of darkness, but I definitely got a sense of
darkness.
There is somebody here in the state of Wisconsin that is about to skip over a bunch of municipal bills for the police security presence that is required to bring a president to town.
Oh,
that's the presence that I always got when Trump was in town. I guess you could say that was a darkness, because it's a shame that the municipalities like Green Bay, La Crosse, and I believe a number of other cities here in the state of Wisconsin. Maybe that's something we got to look into a little bit, Brian. Because
they still haven't gotten.
I don't
paid?
Think they've been paid still.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So, you know, the guy, former guy, previously known for, you know, stiffing the bill. He has stiffed the bill for cities here in Wisconsin. And
that's really good, especially since they're so he and his friends are so all about law enforcement when they're beating up people that don't look like them. But when it comes to, like, I don't know, paying them for guarding you. Oh, no. Bye.
Would you say
that makes sense?
Would you say that the former guy was all in favor of defunding the police, Brian?
I would say he's literally defunded his own police. He's literally defunded his own police. The ones that he hired.
The ones that he hired and staffed
you.
The rallies when he would go places like.
Just want to
here
remind all these wonderful, like, happy, super duper conservative folks.
No, it's definitely important to remind everybody of those things, because, you know, when you forget about them, it's It's not good to forget about these things. We got to have them a little fresh in our brain.
It's true.
So, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can join the conversation, share your tangent, share your thoughts.
I'm a touch chippy.
Yeah, you're just a little chippy. You know, we're it's a day that ends in Y. We didn't actually have to hear Gableman bloviate from his own lectern.
But the repercussions are laying out there. If you got a reaction real quick, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Otherwise, we'll take your call after the next segment. We're going to talk to Matt Flynn. We're going to get a little history lesson about the Ukraine and Russia, and we're going to have some fun. But did you watch the State of the Union address, or did you?
I did not, Brian, because in the vein of, you know, unplugging every now and then and making sure that I'm not just consuming news headlines 24/7.
Sanity is important.
I had some tickets last night to go to the Badger game, and so I went to the Kohl Center and watched the top 10 matchup in the Big Ten. It was a very exciting game, beating Purdue. I was a little upset with how late it ran. I was kind of like, come on, guys, let's wrap this up because I got to get to bed. But you can only ask for so much. So, yeah, the game was fantastic. The Badgers,
was it a bank three-point shot?
It was. And with 1.2 seconds left in the game, too, Chucky Hepburn.
For the win, too.
Yes,
that's
for
nice.
The win. So it took nice. A commanding lead there. There was a last-second toss-up by Purdue, but they actually threw it away. The Badgers got a steal in the last second, so Purdue didn't even get a shot off. They inbounded it, but then it was stolen. So it was an excellent game. The Badgers are now, they are at least guaranteed a share of the Big Ten championship for the regular season. So they control their own fate. If they beat Nebraska this weekend, Brian, they will be the sole first place team for the Big Ten this regular season.
Cool.
Yeah, very, very good season from the Badgers. It was a lot of fun. It was a whiteout, too. And I can tell you, man, the Kohl Center was loud yesterday, so yeah. it was definitely a lot of fun. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got an update that we're going to dive into a little bit further here in this show. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss apparently breaking open records laws along with his special counsel Michael Gableman. We're going to be joined by Matt Flynn.
So aren't they trying to get records from people, but they're not providing records for people?
Well, that was one of Gableman's claims, that he would have more information for his report if it just wasn't for the obstruction. But it seems like he may protest too much, because a Dane County court judge has found out that he's the one obstructing the open records inquiries into his review.
I mean, well, how far can you trust a Dane court judge? I mean...
I guess, Brian, you could say that. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We got Matt Flynn coming up next, but we're also taking your calls. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.